Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? What is up? What's good? What is great? This is Stacy, your host, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and this is the Diary Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday. We're playing a little music because I'm such a serious person. As soon as I turn on the music, all the seriousness drops back and all the flow gets to flowing like it needs to flow. Music was designed to make us feel good, to get us in the right frame of mind, the right thinking, the right acting, the right everything. So I use music to get me in my everything. And I'm listening to Aaliyah on Aaliyah Radio. You feel me? So I want to thank you for joining me, people. And it's almost Christmas. And you know what? Christmas used to drive me crazy. My birthday is December 16th. And I used to get for the past, for 2018 or so years, maybe, when did Chris act crazy and nobody started getting nothing? But Chris was 16, okay? That's when them niggas stopped getting shit, 16, 17. And well, no, maybe not, because I brought them all gifts when Jesse was all living with all of them, when Elijah was born. So, you know, I used to get for my birthday nothing. My whole check would go for my three kids for their Christmas presents. So now that they are all grown, I'm happily not buying them shit. You understand? That's what we should be able to do. Because you know what? As children, they deserved a great Christmas, and I tried to give them one every year, and I think I was successful. I was broke, that's for damn sure. And I made good money, so they had good Christmas. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday. We are going to let our main man, Kendrick talked today because he's very upset that he didn't get to talk, and he needs to talk on the show, and I love him, and he's got so much passion for a young man. It's so refreshing to me to know that there are young people out there like my daughter that care about real stuff, like Kendrick, that care about real stuff and not just Jordans and bullshit and reality shows and bullshit and Facebook and bullshit and then more bullshit. So he's going to be calling in a little early today, speaking his mind. This is my second day in the lovely city of Oxnard, and I'm just loving it. I just feel like I'm just super blessed. God is just making stuff happen. And you know what? It's not some outside God I've been serving. It's the inside God that I know that's inside of me, that created me with my mom and daddy back in 1964 and left a little piece of himself in me. And that's the God that I use to serve him back, serve the world, serve my family as much as possible, and serve my God and just be good and do good. And the good is really about to freaking explode up in this piece. You know what I'm saying? And good is about to explode. You know, I've been studying humanism. I don't even know. I've been studying for the past maybe two or three, almost 3 years now, the way the body works, the way the mind works, and all that good stuff. And you know God's saying, if you seek, you'll find. Just seek. Just ask. You knock on the door, he's going to answer. The door is going to open. And I kept seeking. I kept asking. I kept finding. And stuff just kept happening. And the best thing that happened to me is that I was broken down to nothingness. And it gave me an opportunity to find out what life is really about and how you just make things happen when you need them to happen. It's no coincidence that I lost my job the year after. I didn't have any financial responsibility for my children. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence at all, because God was putting me on the path of where he brought me to today, where I'm able to do and be and think anything and make it happen. And I'm trying to make that happen and just in my life, because I don't have to tell people shit. You don't have to tell nobody nothing. All you got to do is show them. If you show them, you ain't got to tell them shit. So those that are near and dear to me, every day I show them. I tell them, I call them, I tell them what God is doing in my life. And they see, and it spreads from there. And you just, I mean, it's just wonderful. Life is wonderful when you totally believe in yourself and the creator that made you, some idiot fool said, well, you throw the dice every day. You throw the dice every day hoping you make money. And I was like, you ignorant, stupid ass. That's called faith and belief in what I'm doing. And guess what? I hit sevens every time, baby. You know I hit sevens. Okay? Nothing but sevens, nigga. That's why you mad. You wondering how a nigga is hitting sevens every time. Because of the incredible belief in the one that made me. The incredible belief in the God that made me. That made me to prosper and to grow like the flowers, like the trees, like the birds, like the everything. If he will feed a fucking bird that has no way to praise him like a human really can, why the hell wouldn't he bless us and make us his wonderful everything if we choose to live our life for him and do the things that really matter in this world? Oh, yeah, that's what, just what he'll do, so. Takes you a while to come to that realization, and unfortunately, black people are going to be the last ones to realize what life is really about, because we focus on what we see. And as long as we focus on what we see, the things that we skipping. If we focus on what we see, those are the things that don't last. And so we focus on things that are not eternal. You must focus on the things that you cannot see. The things that God talks about in the Bible, goodness, kindness, focus on those things. Focus on what's beautiful and lovely. Love is lovely. That's what you focus on. If you try to be like God and you want everything to happen in your life, it sounds so corny, but it freaking works, and I did it this time last year. I did it this time last year. And it worked, and it's been working ever since. You just focus, and you just focus on lovely things. And ask God to bring you back to a loving feeling. And it's so hard to do in this world. Not many of us succeed, but it is possible. And I told my boo to call in at 8 o'clock. So I want to hear what this young man has to say, because he's definitely one of my little soldiers. I'm glad I got a soldier, because I was starting to think I was crazy. But to know that I have young soldiers out there that believe in what I believe, I know I got back up, and this thing is going to work when it's time to work. You know what I'm saying? And all you got to do, I'm not going to, you know, I don't tell nobody shit. I let people think and say about me what they wish and what they do, you know, because it's what I'm going to show you that's going to shut your ass up. And that's better than anything. So this is the diary, baby, where we shut niggas up in this piece. I'm going to take a break, drink a little of my beer in a Starbucks cup. I gave Starbucks a lot of damn money last month. I'm going to let them know just to get thrown out, okay? Because somebody said I was trying to hit on her chick. Oh, please, I got better things to do with my life. Shoot, you better believe that. This is a diary where we love you, I love you, and you love me, and we a happy family. And I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
All right. This is the diary. This is your host, Stacey Johnson. And Kendra, call me back. Okay? You know I'll just play the music. He's like me. See, God will bring you somebody like you to get on your nerves real quick for 5 minutes so you will realize how much you get on another nigga nerves. Here, Mr. Pushy. Here he goes. Here, here, Dad. Here, hold on, Dad. Here I come. Damn. Hi, boo.
Happy diary. Let's get it in.
Oh, my boo. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Johnson? Thank you for having me on the diary. I'm back in the building. After a short little layoff, I'm back in the building.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I got to give you your props. You know, it's a different time for black men because I'm just, everything you do amazes me, from the way you dress to the way you post your little Facebook stuff to the way you are with your son. And, you know, I'm very proud to know you and to be dealing with you, boo, and to be loving you. And thank you very much for everything you do and coming to my rescue, okay? I want you to beat up my son when you meet him. Just beat him up first, and then you'll figure out they're cool. But, you know, okay. You are, okay. No, don't beat him up. You're a blessing to me. You know you really are. So thank you for joining me today.
Likewise, likewise. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, I like to dedicate this show to Steve Harvey, who is just a pure fraudulent-ass dude. He putting all these books out about all black men cheat. No, nigga, just the black men you know in your circle. And with your third marriage having ass, Steve Harvey, I want to dedicate this show to your square ass. Okay, also, I'm going to dedicate this show to Herb Wesson, the councilman of 90016 zip code, who got the streets all fucked up. You took the city money, and you added a few bedrooms onto your house. You got an 80-inch TV in your house, but the streets is fucked up, and there's poverty in the streets. When you, next time you bring your square ass to our church and ask for an endorsement, I'm going to stand up and tell you to get your drunk ass out the church, okay? Because when I see you in traffic, we're going to have a conversation. And trust me, it's not going to be a great conversation. You're going to have to talk for the people, bro. You a councilman, you taking all the money. And the last person I'm going to thank is Crack Cocaine. Hey, Mr. Cocaine, I appreciate you making me the nigga that I am. You tried to destroy me, you know what I mean? You came into my life, well, in my mom's life when I was about 11. And, you know, you really tried to fuck our lives off. But I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Cocaine. You couldn't do it. After all the bullshit you put me through, I woke up December 26th, many of December 26th. I had presents when I went to bed. I didn't have shit when I woke up, though. But I tell you, it molded me into the motivated man that I am. And part of my reality, Miss Stacy, part of my reality is that it's really, I'm kind of tired of not having what I'm supposed to have. All of these Call of Duty playing ass niggas, they sitting around smoking joints, bullshitting all day. They got good women that they done just fucked their heads off. They done made them insecure. They done made these women, some of them, I'm not generalizing because I'm not Steve Harvey. Niggas like Steve Harvey generalize. They say all women and all men. No, a large percentage of women that I'm meeting are just fucked off in the head.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what a good man is. And let me tell you what a good man is for the scatterbrain-ass women out there that don't know what a good man is. Let me break it down because square-ass Steve Harvey don't know what a good man is because that nigga ain't never met one. A good man is somebody that takes care of his priorities. Rent, car, home, health. Priorities and God is the ultimate priority. Those five priorities are taken care of. For you non-listening ass women that need niggas to repeat shit for you, okay? Home, health, career. You gotta have a job, because if you ain't got a job, how the hell he gonna provide for you?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
He gotta know God, okay? He gotta have priorities.
There you go.
He has to have priorities. If nigga don't have priorities, he's not gonna.
The nigga needs a plan.
Well, you gotta have priorities before you even have a plan. If you ain't got priorities, it ain't shit to plan.
Okay.
You gotta have priorities. The nigga care about his teeth. Does a nigga care about fixing your teeth? Does a nigga have medical insurance? Does nigga does he get his eyes checked? Does he go to the eye doctor? You know, do you guys exercise? You know, these are the things that you need to look for. But a nigga don't whip his dick out. No, let me tell you something, Stacey. Somebody don't whip their dick out and they don't whip their penis out and they done put it on these women and now they in the damn now they traumatized. They don't know what a good man is because they done had a damn orgasm. Any man can get you an orgasm. But I'm gonna tell you what.
Shit, you ain't need a man for that. Excuse me.
You really don't with some D batteries in the right
But
tool,
you need a baby, but you need that nigga for a baby. So it's all good.
You know what I'm saying,
the normal ways, that's how most of these young ladies get these babies. They meet these old niggas, including myself, that think they run in game, and they include myself, and then I fuck up and marry a nigga. It's so easy to get married and so hard to not. And, you know,
this is the problem that men like myself face, okay? They have... And that's why, you know, I talk to the Lord about it. He tells me to be patient. I understand that. It's gonna come. The pieces are gonna line up. But I see so much potential and in women, they're awesome. They're gifted.
Hey,
they have so much motivation.
Hold on.
They have so much going for them, but they got some lame ass nigga holding them back on the other side. They got some partnership with some nigga that they can't loose themselves
up. But you know
what?
That's a bad quality that they got in them, and you don't want no part of that. So until they figure that shit out, you go for the ones that know they fucked up and in the choice of a nigga and may just have a baby by this motherfucker, but still able to go on and be an adult when it comes to the child. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what happens, Stacey. What happens is this is what ultimately happens. You end up having a good car with some real shady ass tires. What happens to men, like myself, we get with a woman that's way less than us, okay? Because
well, then that's
where
you're going wrong. Hey, but you got to stop.
Let me finish. I'm trying to make a point.
Make your point, and then I'm gonna correct you what you just said you're coming from a fucked up perspective.
No, I'm shining a light on my life. I can't shine a light on your life. I'm looking through my camera lens.
And I can shine a light on your life, nigga. So keep talking.
What I'm saying is, we end up getting with a subordinate ass woman. No, it's not where I'm at. Let me tell you something.
That's where you bad.
How is that?
Let me explain to you, and then I'm going to save you a whole bunch of time and hopefully years. Look. If you're going to get with a woman that's less than what you are, then you know that. You expect that, and you expect the shit that comes with that. Or choice number two. Trust me. You know I know, right? Choice number two, you don't fuck with her. So, no, if you fucking with a bitch that's way less than what you need, then that's your bad.
It's unintentional. It's not intentional. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
What? It's not intentional.
It's not intentional. You don't intentionally get with somebody that's subordinate.
Unintentionally get with them. You know, look, if you a man of God that you claim to be, God is going to speak to you in the first 48 hours.
First of all, I don't claim to be nothing. I am a man of God. So go ahead.
You are. That's what I'm telling you. And I'm a woman of God, and people tell God, hey, I know whether a motherfucker is worth my time in 48 hours. Now, whether I listen, that's another whole beast, because it look good and it's going to feel good, so maybe I don't listen at first until it fucks me over. And just like I told you the other day, when it goes bad, let's not say, oh, you did this. Oh, no, you did this, and 50,000 text messages back and forth. Let's just say when we hooked up, I was looking for this. You know, motherfuckers need to stand up to the responsibility. I know I fucked up in a whole lot of ways. First of all, fucking with my husband, he was fine. I mean, I know that. I tell everybody that. I tell my kids that. I made a bad decision. So you know,
okay.
if you're a man of God, God told you way before that sex and babies and all that shit, but you didn't listen. Okay, your turn.
He told you, right. But the fact that you wanted to be with, you wanted companionship, is that correct? Is it safe to say you wanted companionship?
Well, yeah, but that's because you're having more fun than the universe.
Okay, and that's the same argument that I have. We want companionship. We shouldn't be at home alone. Nobody wants to be at home alone. Nobody wants to be
alone. No, you better be out there and work the circuit, okay? Because, if I was you, I'd be making plans.
It's not all
you
about
have
that,
a son, but you have to, there's choices to make, and you're not going to find
them. It's not about working
sitting.
The circuit, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm not saying in a sexual way, but you can have friends. You know what I'm saying? That's what motherfuckers need to learn how to do, is be friends. Friends make wonderful lovers, okay? Trust me. Friends make wonderful. And then once they that, why not marry them? See, but you gotta start way back to friends. Motherfuckers don't know how to be friends. Oh, you tell a bitch you want to be her friend. I can't be your friend. Why? Why, nigga? Why? You know what I mean? So that's what it is, boo. You know, girls probably want to
get a lot of work
phone,
to be done.
But tell them to pump their brakes. Shit.
Well, we're dealing with a lot of damaged goods. It's the truth.
As a man, you have a wonderful opportunity. If you know you're dealing with somebody that had a terrible relationship with a fucked up nigga, you got a wonderful opportunity to show her if she's ready. Now, everybody, wait, just hear me out. Everybody ain't ready yet. So, you know, it may be too soon for you to jump in there and be Sir Lancelot and shit. But just hear me out. If you, and most women, like you said, your age and younger, are dealing with motherfuckers that watching videos and taking their cues from that shit. Okay, but if you are the gentleman and the man of God, you say you are, which I know you are, you have a wonderful opportunity to turn somebody around and make them think, no, all niggas ain't like that because my nigga ain't. My nigga Hendrick ain't because he does this and this and this and he's consistent with his shit. I mean, you have a wonderful opportunity. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
You got to give that opportunity to women that are worthy of having that opportunity. Every woman's not worthy, and you need to understand that, and you need to learn how to choose.
Okay, but at this stage, let's talk about the chapter of life I'm on. I don't have time for no rebuilding ass project. I don't have time for shit like that, so sorry.
I can't break the building down and start
the foundation over.
Well, yes, you
do. I don't have time for shit
you
like
do.
That.
You're a young man. Yes, you do. It's work. What does it say in the Bible? You ain't got time for that. Tell me where it says in the Bible.
I'm saying for myself, nobody has time to invest in breaking some shit down and starting over because both parties have to be willing to do that, correct?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to make the right choice first. And you know that when you meet someone and you just automatically tell a woman automatically you just want to be her friend. And that'll tell you what kind of woman she is right there, whether you want to deal with her or not. And if it was me or anybody else with any goddamn sins, they'd be like, oh, great, because I'm doing this and I don't need nobody. And you know, a right-thinking person is going to say, I want to be friends first with you before I get all serious with you because I don't fucking know you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, dude. So I know you ain't got time and shit. That's why I say you just need to multiply your efforts. If you ain't got time, multiply your efforts in finding new friends. There's nothing wrong with that. There are women that appreciate good men, and don't fuck with the ones that don't, because you're going to end up doing something crazy, and it's going to be crazy, okay? We don't need no more crazy. There are good women out there, just like there are good men out there.
What you fail to realize in all the questions is that the good women, this is what you made a point, but you
Where
really haven't listened to mine.
Where is my daughter when I need her to call?
You haven't listened to mine. The good women
have teamed up
with a fucked up ass guy, okay? Now, that leaves, no, You don't understand. That leaves destruction. That leaves some bullshit that the good guy has to clean up. Okay?
Means the woman's not ready, boo. That's what that means. She needs to be happy with self first. You understand?
So that's why
over the last nigga. I mean, that's it both ways. You can't take on a new nigga if you ain't over the past one. Come on now.
Exactly. Now you said something that's credible. And that's why a lot of women need to learn how to forgive and move to the next step. And men need to do the same thing. You know,
Women take a little longer. That's all.
Don't hit me with no scientific stuff.
It's just a fact. Men don't like being alone. So they could be married for 30 years. They bitch die 365 days. They married again. Not a woman. That's just our nature.
I don't know about that.
Men cannot be alone. Women, on the other hand, we can say fuck it. I've known a lot of women that say, ooh, as soon as he died, you ain't even going to trip off me fucking with no more men. Yes, that's how we are. So, women, you have to give them time to get, and you know I know, okay? I done been on both sides of this shit. I know. Women take a while, and it's best that you fucking give them as long as they need because they will fuck your world, okay?
Uh-huh. Well,
If you don't catch your woman,
that's why
the
good men
disappear. I'm messing myself this weekend. I can't be with you. Then don't fuck with her. I'm telling you.
You know what women need to begin to understand? This is what they need to begin to understand. They need to begin to understand that a large percentage of these niggas are gay. So, bam, let's start the division line. A large percentage of these niggas is gay out of dialogue. A large percentage of these niggas ain't worshiping. A large percentage of these niggas is abusive. A large percentage of these niggas ain't no hoes.
Okay.
So that
they
leaves that 0.8%, which includes me, that are about something and doing something with themselves.
Who made you mad today? What girl? I hope it wasn't Jesse. Who made you mad today?
So stop dealing with the 99.2%.
Did you tell the girl 2%. She needs to wear a bra like you were threatening to tell her? You can't, and that's another thing, boo. And you in L.A., you going to go tell the girl don't come out the house without a bra? You asking for it, boo.
No, I didn't tell her that. I was itching. I wanted to imply that she probably should wear a bra because she was a little more presentable in public.
I get nervous when I'm around you. Look, boo, we got 90 seconds. I'm going to let you continue your rant tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
No, we good.
Okay? But I love
you.
So
I'm
going to
tell
you
all
this. I'll give you a minute. Go for it.
Hey, I'm Andrew Johnson. Check me out on Facebook. I got credibility. Okay, I'm a certified South Centralian tap water drinker.
Right.
Okay, I just drink tap water. I don't know shit about a bottle of water. Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. I am not an imposter. I'm a real man. 365 days of the year, you can check me out. Okay, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of faith, and I'm tired of the bull crap that's going off in South Central Los Angeles. We gotta change the city. We got to change women's minds and let them know what a real man is, too. They don't know what the hell a real man is. They never met one.
You can continue changing their minds tomorrow at 1 o'clock, okay, boo? I love you.
No doubt. Thanks for having me on.
He loves you. And this is a diary where we love our folks, and we kept it really real tonight. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. I'm going to drive to the beach, and then I'm coming back and hook it up. We love you. And have a good night. Boo-boo, I love you. Tune in to tomorrow. All right.
Peace.
Bye. Peace. All right.